Nice to catch up with David Akers, the place kicker for the San Francisco 49ers. And, of course, the 49ers on quite a roll. And David, in his 14th season, 12 with the Eagles, and then this season, of course, with the 49ers having a great season, 23 of 25, including five beyond 50 yards. David, when you take a look at your season and look at the numbers, and I don't know whether numbers mean anything to you, but what are you most comfortable and most happy about with this season?
Well, just when you get your number called to go out and do the things that that end up helping the team versus hurting the team, and that's basically, I think anybody will tell you that's what they're trying to do. And it's been, you know, a wild ride how we got out here so quickly, you know, once the lockout was over, and you know, getting acclimated to the teammates and the surroundings around here, and getting used to be a 49er, and then, you know, just kind of starting off the season and seeing how we've been able to accomplish some really great things in a short amount of time, and hopefully we can continue on. But I think it just goes back to when you are put in a position, you want to do things that are that help your team instead of hurt your team. So obviously that's number one for us.
Which is more important, the technical aspect of kicking or the mental approach to kicking?
I think you can't have one without the other. I think they both kind of go hand in hand together. You know, you got to, you know, have the confidence in it and understand what you're doing, and you also have to technically strike the ball and have the technique of getting, you know, your ducks in a row to make sure that you have the results that you're looking for.
I'm going to ask you a simplistic question because, you know, there's the old adage, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. Does that apply when it comes to kicking, to keep things as simple as possible?
Well, it's a very technical little aspect of the football game. It's a sport within a sport, basically. But it's a lot easier to do that when your line's blocking very well, when your snapper and your holder, you know, do such a great job of giving you a good chance to see the ball. So all that being said, it's kind of hopefully up to me not to screw it up. But, you know, I've always tried to keep my head kind of out of the game and just kind of have my mental aspect just say, yeah, stay on the bench and then just physically just go do what you've done many times and kind of have that Will Ferrell moment as of old school, you know, when he's doing the debate and he's up there and he's like, whoa, what just happened here? You know what I mean? You know, when it's all said and done, he's like, wow, that was crazy. Don't really remember what happened there, and let's kind of go on. So, you know, we try not to get too high and too low about things. You know, we miss kicks, and you make them, and you enjoy it or look upon what you need to do to get better and move on from there, I think.
I'm going to use a baseball analogy here. Are you a little bit like the reliever in the bullpen in baseball? You never quite know when you're going to come into the game, but you know it's going to be a pressure situation. And do you kind of stay out of the game a little bit until you know that you're going to be a part of the game? Or do you anticipate things and prepare yourself mentally for, well, I'm going to have to kick from beyond the 40-yard line, or this one's going to be on the right hash mark or the left hash mark? How do you approach kicking during the course of a game, David?
Well, you're very much in a good analogy of the reliever. I use that quite a bit. You follow yourself down the field. Absolutely, you have to be in the game because it changes all the time. I mean, you're going back and forth, offense, defense. The offense is driving. You're in field goal range. All right, now you're getting backed out of it. Okay, if we complete a pass right here, we can be in it. If it's not far enough, then we'll punt it. So, you know, it's third down. It's up on here at the sideline. Okay. Field goal. Here we go. We go out there, and this is a longer one. All right, let's just smooth on through this thing and keep your head out of it, and let's just let your body take over. You know, that's kind of the mentality to try to take.
As I mentioned, 23 of 25 this season, five beyond 50 yards, one of them a 55-yarder against the Dallas Cowboys, and that was a new record at Candlestick Park. Is the approach to kicking something long beyond 50 yards any different than kicking one inside the 30?
I think it just all depends on the weather. I mean, some days you can swing your normal swing and hit them from that distance. Other days you can be trying a 40-yarder and it might as well be 65 yards because you're giving it everything you got in the cold temperature, rain, and wind in your face and trying to hit it through there. So Yes and no. I mean, on a normal day, all things being considered, if we're in a vacuum, yeah, I try to hit those the same. There are times, though, that even the shorter ones seem like they're miles apart.
You bring up a very good point about the weather in Philadelphia, of course. When it gets beyond November, you're talking about the possibility of snow. And, of course, they had the artificial surface back there. You're playing on natural grass at Candlestick Park. It's not going to snow at Candlestick, whether it's November, December, or January. Do those come into play? And how is it different on the West Coast where you have this type of weather as compared to kicking back in Philadelphia in the winter?
Well, the weather here is you got a lot of wind, which we had back east. And as you remember, once they got rid of Veteran Stadium, they actually went to a natural surface at Lincoln Financial, and that place did get pretty torn up, especially since they used that for college games at Temple as well. So the field conditions are fairly the same this time of the year. Now is when it really is going to change for the East Coast. But as of right now, the temperatures really haven't dropped too much on the East Coast. So this weekend is our first game where it might be kind of nasty weather we've had. I think it may be in the upper 40s and chance of rain. So that could lead for some nasty conditions. And, yeah, you got to try to do your best to make those kicks.
You know, everybody focuses in on the kicker, but I'm sure you can give me some insight as to the holder, because that's just as important as the kick, is it not? And tell me a little bit about developing that chemistry with the holder.
Well, as I said, the snap and the holder are very, very vital to the success that you have and keeping your timing. A lot of it is just pure timing on making sure that we can get our swing through. Because if you're too slow, you're going to get the kick spot. Too fast, you're going to be there, and you're not going to be able to get a good swing on the ball. So it's really important that those guys keep that that timing down. And what we try to do is we try to get them just about a 1.3 seconds from snap, from the time that Brian moves the ball to the time the ball is leaving my foot, 1.3 seconds. So there's the first step into the ball is actually going generally before the ball is on the ground. So what Andy does a great job of is just giving me a long time to view the ball, and without spinning and stuff. So he does a lot of the catching the ball, spinning it as the ball is actually getting put down on the ground. So that's important. He gets the proper lean on the ball depending on the wind of the day. Say it's left or right wind, I'm left-footed, he might have to tilt the ball a little bit more towards him. If I'm facing into the wind, then he's going to have to tilt it a little bit more towards the wind so I can get the ball to bite through the air a little bit more instead of getting caught up. It'll come out a little lower and slower, the rotation down. There's all kinds of different nuances that a holder, a good holder, can do to really make the kicker. Kicker gets all the praise and the glory, and then they get all the criticism when they miss. But a lot of it's due to the effectiveness of what the holder and the snapper are able to do for them. So it's kind of like, a good leader, usually has, good people underneath them. Well, in this case, a good kicker for sure has to have a good holder and a good snapper. And then, matter of fact, got to have a good line too.
Yeah, I'm going to use the baseball analogy one more time because a good friend of mine was a closer in the major leagues, and he talked about the mentality that it took to be a closer. And the thing he said, you have to have a short memory. Same thing, I assume, David, applies to kickers as well. How does one deal with missing a kick, particularly when it's been played 59 minutes and 59 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, it's never easy. It's one of those things that whether you make one or miss one, you have to have the mentality that it's over and done with. Brian and Andy Lee both talk about, let's go one for one. You're one for one right now, and then we'll forget about it and go on. And that's kind of the mentality you have to have. And I think it's a great analogy to have as a kicker as well. You're only as good as your next one, and you're only as good as your last one. So you kind of have to have that same thing kind of over and over replay in your mind so you don't go through the roller coasters of making and missing them. Like, if that was the case, then I'd be on sky high right now that I've made a decent amount of kicks. But then if you miss one, then you go shoot down, and that's when everything goes out the window. You're ready to just say, okay, well, what's going on here? So just try to stay, nice, even keel, and not screw up when the team really needs you. and just know when you are doing well that you're helping out as you're called to do.
We got about 20 seconds left. We're heard worldwide on the American Forces Network. I know you've been involved with the troops in the past and over the years. I know you want to send out a quick shout to the servicemen and servicewomen.
Absolutely. I just want to say thank you. We're just past the Veterans Weekend here in San Francisco, and I just want to say thank you to all our men and women who serve our country to protect us, and many thanks.
David, I want to thank you, too. I've enjoyed this conversation. You're welcome here anytime on Sports Byline. Take care, and I'll be hooking up with you again.
I appreciate it, and God bless you all, and God bless America.
David Akers with us, the fine kicker for the San Francisco 49ers. We continue with more of you in Sports Byline.